As you probably know, deforestation is second only to the burning of fossil fuels in causing human-caused climate change. Follow along with me while I describe this diagram that explains how climate changes due to deforestation. So on the left side, you see the climate cycle before clearing the rainforest, so in an intact forest. And we know that forests, plants evapotranspire. They take moisture out of the ground and evapotranspire through their leaves up back into the atmosphere, which causes cloud cover. And those clouds are the very same clouds that rain back down on the rainforest, so that water cycle is complete there. The soil is kept moist, full of nutrients from the leaf litter and all the falling branches and stuff. And the shaded environment keeps the soil nice and moist with low evaporation off the surface. CO2 is absorbed by photosynthesis from the air and sequestered in the plants. So, in an intact forest, you have a cool, moist climate that is absorbing CO2. Well, cut the forest down, and the situation shifts entirely. So, if you look at the green arrow there near the top under after clearance, you can see that with the forest gone, there's reduced carbon dioxide absorption. And with no trees, there's a lot more evaporation from the ground. So you have fewer clouds and less rainfall. That makes the environment a lot drier. But you also don't have the roots holding all the nutrients in place. You don't have as many nutrients entering the soil because the forest has been cleared. And then when it does rain, that tree cover is gone. And so the soil easily erodes, adding sediment and nutrients to water bodies. And most importantly, perhaps, is that after a forest is cut down, it's often burned or allowed to decompose, and that releases CO2 from the decomposing vegetation back up into the atmosphere. So not only do you have a release of CO2 from the loss of biomass in the vegetation, but you also have a decline in the ability of the land to absorb CO2. So, clearing forest alters both the water cycle and the carbon cycle, as well as changing the nutrient cycle.